Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is the part where I kill you. Kill you.
All right, that was better than the damn choir you wanted to play. God. Anyway,
that's much better.
But think for a cappella. What can I say?
No, it's beautiful. But we're hard edged here. We like to,
right? We don't want to. Oh, what the fuck? Play
that's
something harder.
That's from money.
I like it hard. Okay, God.
Rough.
Hard and rough.
Emotions, hormones, all going crazy tonight.
Hey!
You know how we roll.
You know how we roll. There's lots of estrogen up in here. Anyway, it's May 3rd, 2012, and it's Thursday. And you know what that means, boys and girls? That means that the girls are on fire!
Fire!
And of course, we have Blaster here, too.
On fire!
Medic! I'm Snow White. I'm a little wonky today. I don't know why. I do know why, but...
A little?
Hey!
Stay away from the light, Carolyn. No one's in the light!
But the light is so pretty. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yes. We also have Corey / Gaminatrix up in here. Hi, ma'am.
Yes, you say something?
Let the orange go.
Oh, man.
It's an orange.
Let the orange go. The oranges are so much tastier when it's springtime. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's all sweet and juicy. It's all dribbling down my chin. Oh.
You know, if I was there.
Why is there an ad for Courtney Strawden on my blog talk?
Oh, my God. You know, if I was there, Corey, I would look at
I think
at
I would just show child porn.
Whoa!
I thought I was licking child porn. She's like 16, 17?
She's about 17, which actually is legal in most states, by the way. And moving on from that particular subject. What? I know that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm talking about Ginger. Keep going.
Okay. We also have Ginger Rocks, who apparently is trying to make us all hyped up and all angry right at the start. Hi.
Hi. Well, have you seen her pictures? I don't care. She
looks
married.
Like a fucking 40-year-old mom. I'm telling you.
She does. Step away from the tanning booth. Lay off the makeup.
Right? Ooh, and let me tell you a little something. You know on NCIS, Abby?
No.
Okay, well, if you've ever seen the show NCIS, Abby, really cute goth girl, really cute goth girl. She's like 40-something. She looks younger than Courtney Stodden.
Who is Courtney Stodden?
Oh, honey, show her a picture, Ginger.
I don't need a picture. I just need you to tell me who she is.
She is like the child bride of some older guy or whatever.
50-year-old actor, failed actor at that.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. He was in The Green Mile.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. And every time they show her, she's making this weird face where she's like licking her tongue. It's just got everywhere.
She looks like an over-the-hill porn star.
There you go. And it's bad. She's 16 and she looks this way.
It's really, really nasty. You know what? I should introduce our last edition. Master Blaster.
Hi.
I didn't mean anything by that.
I know.
That's okay. That's okay. I always finish last. Don't worry.
I always let ladies go first.
That's good.
Right.
That's how it should be.
I just don't understand where Ginger, that was like where did that come from exactly? Suddenly the child porn comment.
For Courtney Strawden, have you seen any of her pictures?
She doesn't look. I don't see how that. I don't see where the child porn comment comes in. I see her.
Well, no, because there was a picture on the blog talk thing, and it's probably Courtney Stodden doing something sexual. Which
no,
she's like leaning up against the wall with her ass stuck out. She's looking behind her.
Now you can't see her ass. It cuts her off at the waist. You can't.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
it's still fucking creepy.
It's hypersexualizing somebody who is obviously not an adult.
Well, she is.
I don't
now.
Care if she looks like she's 40. Okay,
she does look like an adult. Anyways.
Okay,
she looks like an adult. That does not make her an adult. She looks like a fucking over-the-hill porn star.
Wait
I'm
a minute.
Looking at her
hold
picture
up.
Right now.
Hold she's ugly. YouTube. Let me end this right here. When she got married, she was 16. That was over 2 years ago. The woman is legal now, and she's 18. Y'all need to let it go.
She 18 now?
She's, yes. That's happened 2 years ago.
I don't care how old she is. She still looks like an over-the-hill porn star.
That I can agree with, but y'all need to drop the child porn comment.
Okay,
I didn't
okay,
say
okay,
that.
Okay,
I'll back away from that comment, but I still say lay off the tanning booth, get some therapy.
Well, she, as long as she's fine, she's happy. As we say in the South, if she likes it, I love it. I could give a damn. Anyway, we here to talk about gaming. I could care less about that woman.
blame that on Ginger. I don't know. Well, why was I going to call you Brittany?
You know, there's a lot of people who told me my name should be that. So
I don't know why. I just suddenly wanted to call you Brittany.
No, really, I've had a lot of people tell me, your name should be Brittany. No, that's not my name, people.
It was very weird. Okay, anyway, do we have a subject or are we just random again?
Well, we always have a subject. It's video games.
It's
now.
This week in gaming. We're talking
about playing Eve.
Who's playing Eve? Are we playing Eve?
I'm not playing Eve.
Blaster, if he was playing Eve. I was curious whether or not he got to see the Burn Gita thing.
I am not playing Eve. I have not played it for about 2 years now. I am back into World of Warcraft, though. The crack has me.
I installed
Warcraft.
Cataclysm got me back. But
I refuse.
Not looking forward to Mists of Pandaria. That's going to be, not looking forward to that at all.
I've been playing Aeon.
I was asking people yesterday. We were doing a raid yesterday, and there was lots of tentacles. And I was wondering if when Mists of Pandaria comes out, will the tentacles actually rape you? Are they going to upgrade all the tentacles? I'm just saying. Everything seems to have an Asian kind of like an Asian flavor to it in Mists of Pandaria. So
they try to pull it off with the whole Asian thing, but yeah, no, that is not an Eastern MMO. No way, no how.
No, it's not at all. I'm still in Star Wars, and I'm still loving it. I don't care if it closes tomorrow. I'm gonna play it as much as I can.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 nerds. If it closes, it'll be like 1,000 nerds suddenly crying out in horror.
It would be. Yep.
Silent.
Oh, it hurts. Okay.
What hurt?
Don't ask.
Okay. Cool, I need Kit Matrix in here. There's a fly. Okay. that's what she does. She's been hunting flies. By the way, Domino's Pizza Guy, you didn't come back by here to pick up the damn cookies you're supposed to buy for me. So when I see you again, it's on. All right. So I had to throw that out there since we were being all random. I want to talk about CISPA.
CISPA?
CISPA.
What is CISPA?
That sounds like some sort of Jewish thing to me. I don't know.
It is Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. It is what has come after SOPA, PIPA, and ACTA.
It is bogus is what it is.
Sounds like a disease that you have to put a cream on.
It is a disease. It is a disease, indeed. It is actually, it's been around since 1947. The reason why I'm talking about this is because people now have started resting on their laurels. And as a result, the UK has lost access to Pirate Bay, although Pirate Bay is telling people how to get around it to get to them anyway. But if they did it in the UK, guess where they're coming next?
True.
But my laurels
the
are
the
so
U.S. You're the redheaded stepchild. We always get things second.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
Honey, you are redheaded.
Only
so,
with the help of a bottle.
Well, so
actually,
what you're basically saying.
Deal, so let's just roll.
what you're basically saying is that the fight's not over, and that this is just something new that we really need to pay attention to as a community. It's interesting because there's been
My bad.
All I was going to say is that on Reddit...
I think Blaster's just used to us interrupting him, so he doesn't really care.
I really don't. I'm okay with that. It's like a Blaster family reunion around here. When people interrupt me, it's okay. It happens all the time. But anyways, I was going to say that I think that...
So you're saying we interrupt you a lot?
Yeah.
So SOPA, there's a lot of talk on Reddit about SOPA, and people are like, SOPA, SOPA, got to vote against it, got to, you know, call your congressman and all that. I have heard absolutely nothing. I mean, I've heard, there's been a couple, like, little trickles in, a couple of different Reddits that came up about that, but it's not been as heavy, hot and heavy as the SOPA stuff was. So I'm interested into why that is. Is it not as dangerous as SOPA, or is it people just aren't paying attention to it?
People aren't paying attention. It is just as dangerous, and people are not paying attention. What it's called again, CISPA, Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. It was actually an amendment to the National Security Act of 1947, which does not contain provisions pertaining to cybercrime, which is what makes it so dangerous. So it's actually aimed more at whatever was going on in 1947. It is 2012.
Really?
Yeah. It's an amendment to it, but still. What it says is it adds provisions to the act describing cyber threat intelligence as a information in the possession of an element of the intelligence community directly pertaining to a vulnerability of or a threat to a system or a network of a government or a private entity, including information pertaining to the protection of a system or network from either efforts to degrade, disrupt, or destroy such a system or network. Yes, there is a semicolon. Or theft or misappropriation of private or government intellectual property, personal identifiable information. In addition,
honey, you know what? You really – can you just paraphrase that shit? Because you lost me a long time ago. I'm kind of zoning out, staring at my computer.
That's exactly why we need to be paying attention to it, because that was a bunch of bullshit is what that was. Is them
true
saying
story.
By the way, if you have some information in your possession that we don't want you to have, we can come in and block
you. And it's pretty much anything they think that you shouldn't have.
Okay.
That's
really broad. That's really broad. I am getting, though, that this is not so much about piracy as it is keeping WikiLeaks from, like, leaking important government documents. But I'm not agreeing with this, mind you. Not agreeing with it. I'm just saying it sounds like this is the focus isn't so much about protecting, you know, assets that are worth money. It sounds like it's more like protecting government secrets.
You know, but no, that doesn't matter, because that may be the whole purpose behind it. But
sure.
You know as well as I do that anything with a good purpose will be twisted by some motherfucker who wants to use it for their own purpose.
Of course, of course. And I'm not disagreeing that – I'm not agreeing – again, not agreeing with this thing at all. I'm just saying it sounds like this one is – whoever wrote this one up thought that, hey, I'm going to protect our government secrets by this – you know, this thing's going to be wonderful. It's going to protect government secrets and everybody's going to be safe. And I think that was the whole – that sounds like that's the driving force as opposed to where everybody's stealing our, you know, our intellectual property we're trying to sell for profit. Where. That's all I'm saying.
Well, here's the really scary part. It was just passed April 26, 2012 by a vote of 206-42. Now, are you scared yet?
It's a lot of people. That's a lot of people passing it and a lot of people not voting against it.
There's a lot of people that didn't know about it. That's why.
Yeah, because was that House Representative numbers? Because
yeah,
that's not the full House of Representatives.
Yep, Representatives. House Representatives passed CISPA April 26, 2012, with vote 206 for Republicans, 42 Democrats. In Russia Today, a Russian site-owned broadcast medium was one of the first organizations to oppose CISPA, and it was the first known to say that it was worse than SOPA, and it is. How this got passed, this one snuck by us, honest to goodness, it did.
Mm-hmm.
We told y'all to stay vigilant. We can't
vigilance
watch
isn't there.
Well, see, at this point, and that's the deal, they actually, if I remember reading about this correctly, it was supposed to have gone to vote the next day. And instead, they pushed it forward, and it went through a day early, which had people uninformed about it when they voted.
Well,
so
also if it was – people are so wrapped up in SOPA that they let that blindside them to anything else. Even if SOPA completely disappeared and didn't go through, it doesn't matter. They were still wrapped up in the whole idea of SOPA. So even if a bill is introduced with a different name but the same purpose, no one's going to notice. You see what I'm saying? It was kind of like – what's the word?
Ninja?
Because
that's what that was.
You know, that's actually like a smokescreen, kind of. Yeah, kind of like a smokescreen or a distraction or what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Decoy.
A ruse.
and clever moves. Well, yeah. Again, if you're saying, well, it's no big deal, oh, it's not fine, nothing can happen. Let's, for the new people that just came in the room, you that are just listening, as of the past 2 days, Pirate Bay is no longer accessible from the UK, and there's nothing any of us could do about it because it's already passed. Apparently, they snuck it by on them, too, over in the UK. They didn't see it coming either.
Arg.
Arg.
You damn ninjas.
So here
so
it is.
So ninjas one, pirate zero.
Well, no. Here's where you need to be paying attention. It's an election year, pirates, and Republicans want control. If I were you, and I am because I plan on voting, you need to get your ass down to a voting booth, and you need to be telling your, especially your Republican representative, guess what? I'm not voting for you now. It's going to be all Democrat all across the board, bitches. I'm just going to vote straight Democratic ticket. You know why? Because you passed this one. You're trying to save my Pirate Bay. The thing is, and I'm not saying, and Ginger and I have been saying this all morning, it is not so much as that I am for pirated material. It is the fact that it is whoever's right to do whatever they want with their internet connection. If you want to sit and download 5,000 movies, that is your business. It is not Pirate Bay's fault that it's there. They created a service. It's the same thing with Mega Upload. I create a service, and if you decide to use it for bad, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so if I create a service, say I make cherry smelling lotion, and you decide to use it to murder old women, that is not something that should be held against me. The person who did the crime needs to be brought up on the charges, not the person who made the lotion. I hate to have to use these stupid analogies, but it's really as stupid that we have people in power that don't understand this. I create a file sharing service does not mean I control everything that goes on it. Do you know how much fucking manpower that would take to sit down and go through every single file that's put up on a file sharing service worldwide, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year? Did I leave out the 52 weeks?
So I would volunteer to find out how much fucking manpower it would take.
We know you would. Girl, you. He's a dirty.
Wait. Do I get to choose the men?
No.
Oh, never mind then. That's gross. Okay, move on.
We can choose the men for you.
No, because knowing you, you'd give me some, like, nasty ass just to get on.
I would never. I would just pick the ones I make sure I want first.
Oh.
Kind of like picking all the good fruits.
She is so mean.
She is.
Like, you wouldn't do it. What do you mean I'm mean?
I don't know. Shama, I'm a sweet one here.
Holly! What the hell?
By the way, she may be a little bit tipsy.
She's a little drunk.
Congratulations on your graduation.
Molly, oh my God. I love you, Molly.
Rawr.
Rawr, baby, rawr.
Okay, just to further educate you that are listening out there, who is actually supporting CISPA, so you know to go after their ass like they go that they went after fucking Bin Laden, Business Software Alliance, CTIA, yes, the Wireless Association is what they're called, Information Technology Industry Council, the Internet Security Alliance, National Cable and Telecommunications Association, National Defense Industrial Association, Tech America, the United States Chamber of Commerce, AT&T, Facebook, IBM, Intel, Oracle Corporation, Symantec, I'm returning my hard drive now, bitches, and Verizon.
That's a lot.
That's quite a lot.
So let me ask you this, though. It's passed through the House, so do we have to call our senators? Give us some action items here, Corey. Don't just tell us, do something. Do something about it.
I'm sorry, you said that, and I went straight to Fight Club. Put this on your action items list. Oh, I love you, Brad and Edward. I'm sorry, I got off subject. Okay, so what can we do? Honestly, the only thing you can do at this point is force them to amend it somehow. And again, that has to do with you voting. Somebody's going to have to make a big deal out of this. I don't know why all these organizations that were all over ACTA and SOPA let this one slip by and said nothing to us. I mean, maybe you feel like it's not your responsibility, and maybe it's not. Also, Microsoft is on board with this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So only thing I can tell you to do is, in your you know what? Actually, we've been telling you guys to do this for the longest. Join your ECA, and if you don't have a chapter in your town, start one, and then start from there. Start getting your gamers in your town educated and grow from there. When it's time to vote, be out in front with a sign. You know, explaining to people, stop them and explain to them, and not like the people do. You know how when you go to vote, they say, hey, vote for so-and-so, and they hand you the little piece of paper, and you go, oh, thank you, and then you drop it in the trash after you get out of their eyesight. Mm-hmm. Gamers, this is the one time you need to pretend like this is a quest.
Well, you know the vote in November is already going to be thrown off. We already talked about that.
Oh, well, yes, because
November 6th is the release date for Halo 4, baby.
Microsoft, you know why? See, it's a conspiracy because
it Microsoft totally is. I totally believe that too.
They're supporting. See, we uncover this conspiracy.
Remember this, people. Remember this.
Somebody called George Knorr. Gotta get the word out about this. George Knorr, or whatever the heck his name is from.
Just put conspiracy uncovered. Hey,
well, I thought Obama say he wasn't going to sign it? I heard something about that.
He probably didn't, but look at the majority. It passed the majority. You know, you study government, House. Support for it because they tried to find something.
Well, I don't know. What I'm saying is, though, he can refuse to sign it.
Even if he doesn't, House majority rules.
No. They have to pass. Then they have to get a two-thirds. It has to go two-thirds both the House and the Senate to override a veto by the president.
Well, I don't know if he vetoed it.
The Senate has to do it. It's either the Senate has to do it or it has to be two-thirds in both houses. I don't remember which. But point being, I think people weren't worried about this because I think the White House already made it clear they weren't going to, like, be on board with this whole thing.
Well, apparently some of them are. 206.
Corey.
What?
You got a fan in the chat room.
Who's got a fan?
You do.
Hola, big cat. ¿Cómo estás? And if you don't speak Spanish, bonjour, ¿cómo se va?
Okay. If you speak Southern, how y'all doing?
That's the wrong Southern. I will cut you.
Wait, that is East Southern, the true Southern.
That's redneck.
Yeah, thank you.
Southern
red. Be a Southern Bale and make your voice all soft and.
I saw. Do you guys see the new Max Payne?
No, I demand you talk that way for the rest of the show.
Do you guys see the new Max Payne commercials? They've been running. They started like running those.
No.
Oh, there's.
I don't watch TV.
Well, there's a commercial for GameSpot or not GameSpot, GameStop. So I don't even go to stores anymore. I buy everything online. Anyways.
Yeah, I know.
GameStop.
No Steam. Oh my God. Go ahead.
So, well, I bought stuff from Blizzard online too. Anyways,
I have to say hello.
Oh, tell me you did not buy that stupid Astral Horse.
No, I didn't buy the Astral Horse, but I paid for a year of WoW so that I could get Diablo 3 for free. Well, not for free. I paid for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you did pay for it. Pay for a year of WoW. I'll be damned.
So I paid for a year. I didn't pay for a year. So, but let me wind back from the Max Payne thing. Just explain this real quick. I didn't pay for a year. What I did is I said that I will play World of Warcraft for a year. I kind of signed a contract saying that I will continue to pay you monthly for one whole year, in exchange for Diablo 3 being credited to my Blizzard account, so that as soon as it's available for me to download online. It's free. You know, it's part of my account now, so I can play it. And then I also got some sort of free in-game mount that I didn't really care about for World of Warcraft. So, what is that noise?
I don't know.
That is my new translation app I got from Google.
So what you had to put, you had to get what I just said translated for you, so you understand it.
Yeah, into German.
I see. Cock Gila. What was that? She said something about cock.
German.
That was Russian. That was Russian.
Okay, I was about to say.
Привет. She said hello.
No, it's привет.
Excuse me, who is speaking the German here?
Cockgilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, move on back.
Anyway,
I saw
Max Payne. I saw the Max Payne commercial. I guess they're giving like a free, like, so if you pre-order from them, they are giving like some sort of multiplayer map. And it looks like a really stupid deal, to be honest with you. But I was kind of excited watching Max Payne like on TV. I didn't realize how much I actually missed the Max Payne series until I saw this commercial. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really super excited about this. Apparently, also, there's going to be a comic book that Rockstar put out that's going to be like a Max Payne comic.
I was never a Max Payne girl. I played the last one, and that was one of those ones where the camera angles were so crazy when I was trying to shoot, and it was, I just, it turned me completely off.
That Max Payne 2, a film noir love story?
I don't know which one it was, but that bitch pissed me off. How am I going to kill you if I can't see around the corner? I can't shoot you.
I enjoyed all the Max
Payne. I don't know, and it could be that this one would be the one to pull me in, because remember I told you guys I started off playing GTA at first when nobody was playing it, and then it got horrible, and I left it, and then I came back, and I was like, oh, that's good right there. You know what? I need to go back to what you just said about the paying a year for Diablo. Is this a new thing?
Oh, no, for World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, still, the it's a contract. We were talking about that this morning. Mm-hmm. Microsoft is going to be dropping the price of the Xbox to $99, and they give you 4 gigabytes and some other they give you a Kinect and some other bullshit if you agree to keep your Xbox Live for 2 years.
That is interesting. I don't know. For Blizzard, I think this is kind of a new thing. I don't know. They've been in the business, though, I think they've been selling the yearly pass. It's called a year pass, basically. They've been selling it for a long time, but I think you had to pay up front. I think this is the first time, with Cataclysm, I think it's the first time that you've been able to kind of sign a sort of like a virtual contract.
I don't like the idea of this at all.
I don't. For an MMO, I think it's actually a raw deal, to be honest with you. I the only reason why I picked it up is like Diablo. So I'm getting, if I wasn't getting Diablo 3, I wasn't basically paying for Diablo 3 up front and getting some World of Warcraft tie-in bull crap, I wouldn't have done it, right? Because I think paying for an MMO for a whole year is really stupid, because in 6 months your life could completely change, and that MMO could be completely not part of, something you could do anymore or commit any time to, or maybe something you're completely bored with in 6 months. So
that
I think
is exactly what I said about Microsoft. What if, we talk about this all the time, what if hard times befall you and you just cannot pay for your Xbox Live subscription? You need to drop it for a while. And now, I'm assuming, since you said it's a contract, you're going to put this shit on my credit over Xbox. Over my...
I'm not okay with these contracts for this time.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Especially because, no offense to most gamers out there, but there are some gamers, some people that I've played with, that they are gamers for a reason.
what is that supposed to mean?
I'm almost done with an ugly stick. Let me be Southern for a minute.
Well, it's not only that. It's not only their physical appearance, at least not in my experience.
Yeah, they have kind of this thing going on, so they are gamers because they cannot deal with the rest of the world.
Yes,
because they can't deal with the rest of the world, they sometimes don't have regular jobs.
Yeah.
So being able to depend on a month-to-month paycheck is going to be iffy at best. And, I'm afraid this is going to be setting a lot of people up for failure.
It is. It's just like, okay, to me, these contracts are seriously just like signing up for like a loan from the bank that you need the money now, but you have no idea how you're going to pay it back in the future.
You know, that's an interesting way to look at it. I don't you flip the other side. If you're a developer, that is like counting on money that you don't have already.
Yes.
So if the person backs out, you fuck up their credit, they fucked you up because you don't have the money that you were promised. How is this good for anybody?
I'm pretty sure they tried it with, like, if you like cancel it, I'm pretty sure it's somewhere like they withdraw like the remaining amount immediately from your credit card. So the only way
They said there's a penalty, but they didn't say what it was when we got the story.
Yeah, I think we need to know the penalty.
Well, that's for Xbox. I'm talking about for Blizzard. I'm pretty sure the Blizzard agreement is that they just go ahead and take the rest of it out of your account if you
don't.
But
still, and what's left of your soul,
it's still not good for either person.
Of course not. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to get the particulars of the Blizzard agreement.
Oh, okay.
Xbox. Yeah, no, I'm not. I said I think it's really kind of a crappy idea. I wouldn't have done it without the Diablo 3 tie-in, basically.
I'd ever do that, honestly.
I mean, I figure I'm going to buy Diablo 3 right when it comes out. I've got really like a massive hard on for that game, right? So as soon as it comes out.
Cool. Okay.
I mean,
pictures just saying.
Huge drop hard on for this game, right? Basically, as soon as it comes out, right, I'm going to go get it. So I might as well, so if I can prepay for it, basically.
Can I get Ben?
Totally can, anytime.
Okay.
So anyways, I would, So if I'm going to do that anyways, and plus you get free access, like early access to it and all this other crap, plus all the tie-ins. I mean, to me it was like, okay, it was a decent deal overall. But again, without that, just by itself, not a good deal. I would not recommend it to anybody. Do not. I hate signing contracts, period. My cell phones, I try to do month to month. Everything is month to month because I can cancel it at any time.
You know what? You know what's funny about that? Blaster and I had an argument about that 3 years ago. He had a contract, and I was telling him the same thing. I said, dude, contracts fuck you. He said, no, I love a contract. And then he got off the contract. You see how much freer you feel?
No, that's not true. I think I don't think we ever had an argument about it.
We did. I will tell you, you were driving through a tunnel and you got cut off and you called me back to argue with me. I remember this vividly. We were arguing about a contract.
I just like arguing with you. I don't think it was about. I don't think it mattered what it was.
You don't even remember? I remember.
I really don't actually remember. I, to be honest with you, for a long time, I have not enjoyed contracts of any kind. Mm-hmm. I've actually started recently getting back to doing contracts. The first time I just recently signed a contract with my phone because I had to get the freaking because I wanted to get AT&T. AT&T. I know. I had to do it because I get free phones through my work. So if my phone ever breaks, I can just take my SIM card out, which is a feature that AT&T phones have. And I don't know other. I think there's one other carrier that does that, but I can't remember off the top of my head who has SIM cards. Sprint, I think, has a SIM card. And so I had to either get Sprint or AT&T so that if my phone ever breaks, I can take the SIM card out, grab a phone from my work, and put it in there and be done with it. So
I used to like that feature, but I think. Virgin and Boost now have the whole backup, your whole operating system, your everything. So if you lose your phone, it gets run over, you get a new phone, and your phone is just the way it was before you got it. Even you got it before. I like that much better. I don't have to take shit out, find it. Y'all know I shock shit. You know how many SIM cards I had from AT&T I had to buy new? I'm trying to change. Oh, shit.
See, but you should know this by now. You know you do this. Why don't you take precautions?
It don't work.
You should have, like, one of those boxes of those gloves.
I had those gloves, and I had a bunch of those little grounding cables that you have because I used to work at Compaq. I have, like, six of them on. It does not work.
Well,
I just carry too much electricity. Not all the time. The thing is I never know the days. I literally have to stop and think, okay, do I need to be touching this today? How do I feel?
You need to carry, litmus paper around something?
Oh, boy. You know, I really think I need some ice.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, God.
I feel like I'm feeling something.
Okay, wait.
I'm all right.
Zombie. We can talk about that because Molly brought up the Z word. Oh, man. Ginger, have you finished that game yet?
I have not finished. I'm scared. I have to, go through, bit by bit. I can get through, one scene at a time before I have to walk away because
okay, let me just talk
I've never been scared by a game in my life.
You've never played about. You've never ever played Doom 3?
Scared
the shit out of me.
Remember when we were talking about the Telltale game, The Walking Dead? And you were saying oh, it's good. It's good.
But wait a minute. Let me ask you a few questions, just because I don't really know how the gameplay is. Is it a point and click adventure game? Is it you control the character first person style, third person? What is it?
It's a mix of third and first.
So it makes a third and first. So you directly control your character and you move them around.
Mm-hmm. You move them around. It has RPG elements.
That feels like some Rails way you're moving them though.
So, kind of not. You do get to pick where you want to go. So you don't have to go over, whatever area. You can go where you want to go within the how they do the old school way they used to do the game design. They keep you in this area because that's where they want you. But the role play elements, the action, the story, all of it brilliant, the way they tie it into the show, all of it. Just fantastical.
Fantastical?
Fantastical, and it scared Ginger. And Ginger's, it'd be different if it was Snow, because Snow don't do zombies. But Ginger starts messaging me about 8:30 last Friday night. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! This game is scaring me. I was like, what game? She said, it's The Walking Dead. I was like, oh, let me go play this. And when I went to go play it, she's scaring me because I got headphones on and I'm trying to play. And I'm singing and I'm swinging at shit with hammers. Shit! Stop! Ginger, stop! I can't answer you right now. I can't answer you. I'm fighting.
Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Blocking the Anyway, it's the back of the hammer. You lock them into the chick's eyes, more or less. Yeah, that's just.
Yeah, that was nasty. Oh, so you got to that part, did you?
Yes.
Okay, so then I can tell them. Okay, so there's a part where you got to kill the zombie. The zombie that pops up. Anyway, but you, the way they have the game set up, this is where it's not on rails. You fight your zombie, but if you don't hit them right in the head where you're supposed to, they keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, you know, you shoot and they kind of fall down, or you got to get the head every time. And you are killing this. Cover your ears, Snow.
I'm not listening.
You are killing this. And you had to beat her head to a bloody pulp. Or I had to, because I kept missing her.
Literally, yes.
I was
yes.
just mad. Head and I'm just screaming the whole time I'm hitting.
Well, she pounces on you and you get knocked to the floor and you're sitting there kicking her, and I swear to God, I kicked her like 20 damn times. I was like, what the fuck? Why are you still alive? And why are you still coming at me?
And I kept looking haggard, you know, you are kicking her, you're doing damage, but it's not fast enough.
No, and it's like, you know, I keep backing up, but then, like, it would flip again, and I'd be right back there on the floor again, further, or, you know, not at the door where I just backed up to, and I was like, what the hell, what am I missing? I knew there had to be something. Damn little girl behind me with the flipping hammer.
I caught on to that one right away.
But you give me the damn hammer already? Come on.
But the one that fucks you up is the first one, because you don't expect it. The shotgun thing.
Yeah, yes, I died the first time around because he knocked me to the ground, and, like, I hit S to go backwards. I think it was S to go backwards. And I only did it once. I didn't realize I had to keep
backing up.
Yeah.
It'll throw you a bone. Like, it'll throw you a bone. It'll show you, because after you keep missing, it'll show you there's a shotgun shell. There's a shotgun. So, you grab the shotgun shell, but it's not like other games where they just go ahead and automatically load it. No, you have to grab the shotgun, too. Then you have to click and load it. Then you got to cock it. Then you got to aim it. And if you miss,
I know,
it's
the
square in the
head. I thought that was totally stupid.
Snow got really silent.
I had the shotgun before I went over to the zombie. All right, because I went to play it again, I don't know, yesterday, and my whole game was gone completely. I had to start all the way over from the beginning. So
you
I'm
know,
a little bit irritated about that. But I picked up the gun this time around, the first time.
All of us can talk about
yeah. We're telling them it's good.
It
play
made me put the
it.
Gun down before
no,
I
No, you're basically
the
telling them about the whole game, which,
no,
I,
no,
which to
no.
me, which to me, Matt, eh?
Not
which
the whole
to
game.
Me, I hate when people do that shit about anything, so... And it would be nice for me to be able to contribute to the conversation, considering I hate fucking zombies.
It is not the whole game, it's just so you know.
I don't care. It's got zombies in it, I don't want to play.
There's also a very cute little girl in there.
I don't care. A little girl in a zombie game is fucking creepy.
No, it's not. She's the one needing help and being protected.
Don't care. Creepy.
You hush. How many times can I... Wait a minute. Let me say these two words. Final Fantasy.
What?
Final Fantasy.
She's quiet this time. How many
what about Final Fantasy?
Yeah, we've been listening to you talk about Final Fantasy. We had to listen to your rant.
No, the difference is no one has a conversation with me about this. It's me rambling for about a minute, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll shut up. No one else is talking.
Whatever. Anyway, moving along.
Now, one last thing I want to say on this thing. It was funny to hear you describing it. I had to press S. As a PC gamer, that's like second nature. Like the WASD keys are like the joy, like the D-pad for
console games. It sounds
to
me like he's questioning you being a gamer. That's what it sounds like to me.
Questioning you being a PC gamer because you're
You hear that, Ginger? Mm-hmm. You gonna take that from Blaster? You are muted.
I am not muted. No, seriously. I figured if I hit S and I held down S,
Snow, get the popcorn.
Keep moving.
Snow, get the popcorn.
No.
I'm not talking to you.
Get the popcorn.
Oh, you're not talking
to me.
You had to continuously be
tapping S, not just hold it. Continuously tap S or W or, you know, any of them to keep moving.
That's the advice my dad gave me on my first date. Continuously be tapping S. May have to use W. Okay. Anyways,
all
right.
Find a way to electrocute people through the internet.
It's all right, you know. Hello, I'm like the internet troll, man. I live under your bridge. Come up every once in a while and tell you get out of here.
Well, you know, mentioning trolls, by the way, the whole Burn Gita thing. That is just awesome. I so wish I played Eve.
Burnjita. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
You not heard about that? Oh, no. All right. There was a player event called Burnjita inside Eve Online.
Mm-hmm.
More or less, I can't even think of the clan's name. Got a whole bunch, thousands and thousands of ships together to go hit the Jita trade hub. They took out all the ships, everybody who was there, and apparently there's like several thousand people that are always at this hub trading. This is the main trade hub inside Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently started last Friday. And all together there was 45,117,952 hit points doled out and 249,021 hits. More or less, the people are protesting the Jita Hub. They don't like the Jita Hub, the microtransactions, all this fun stuff. Mm. So one corporation, because they're corporations, they're not clans or guilds, together.
He knows. He was hard deep into it a long time ago. That's why he played. He doesn't play anymore. You remember that whole thing that they had going a few years ago with a person infiltrated and...
I know it's a giant sandbox game. In fact, recently there was a character. I think it was the same. Was it the same guy? We talked about this last week. The same guy got in trouble for making those comments or something like that. He came back in and he wants to he's trying now to destroy the Eve economy or something.
That's what she's talking about.
Exactly what this is about.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, the Eve developer said that's brilliant. They're trying to encourage that a Goon Squad. Yeah, they're trying to encourage. They're trying to encourage that kind of thinking on their users' parts.
Yeah.
So, I don't.
We're just gonna sit back and watch. Go ahead, do it.
I don't think they're worried about it, to be honest with you.
No, they're not. They thought it was hilarious. I mean, like I said, they came back and posted all the hit points that were used, all the shots, all of this fun stuff.
Yeah,
they were like, "Hey, good for you."
Well, that's great and all, but that's not really listening to your fan base now, is it? If you're just like, oh, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. They've been in trouble with this before, though, in the past. They've been in trouble with not really listening to their fan base, and they, invited a whole bunch of representatives from their fan base out to their offices to talk about. I forget what the issue was, but they've run into this problem, basically, in the past, where they just really weren't, they were like, oh, that's funny. We don't think you guys are really serious about this, and they just weren't listening. That's what their fan base. That's why they've been, that's what keeping them from taking on big competitors like WoW and things like that. Because I think CCP comes in once. They have a great company, a great concept. Every once they come in, they just piss all over everything. The fans are like the players.
I don't think they want to compete with these bigger games.
Well, they're sure as heck accomplishing that. I'll tell you that. Their response.
I think they're aiming towards a specific crowd. And they've accomplished it. They've got all these wonderful little trolls that run around inside their ships and beat the hell out of each other.
Is anybody out there playing Terra? And what is the deal with the Terra?
No,
it's not out yet. Is
thinking of it. No, I think there's a beta going on. Hold on.
Yeah, I think I got a key from them a few weeks ago, but I'm not interested.
Give it to me. I'll play it.
Well, it was a beta key from an old EA account, not a beta key for all of us. You want one? Do you want one?
Yeah, I'll play it.
I get us one. I'm tired of fucking orcs and trolls. I'm just gonna tell y'all out there making the games.
I'm not. I like it. I like it.
I'm sick of orcs and trolls and magical stuff. That's why I cannot wait for Secret World. I'm gonna eat some of you.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, where are our codes for Secret World?
They're not
May.
Out. They're a secret.
May 19th, right?
Oh, was it?
Is it May 19th for Secret World?
No, June. June. I thought they said June 19th. I thought they said. We're getting close to time.
Oh, hell. Is this on an all PvP game?
Was it My Secret World? Or
no.
Terra?
I thought it was, but I misread it. It's not. Okay, good. Go ahead.
I'm not tired of fantasy races. Sorry.
I'm not either. I love them.
That's right.
See, and this just goes to show how different we all are here as gamers. I'm not tired of fantasy worlds. I'm tired of those particular types. Salem is going to be a fantasy world, but it's something different. I need a different setting, I guess, is what I'm sick of.
You're tired of the same. You believe it's cookie cutter fantasy realms.
You need the magic staff of longing before you can go. I'm tired.
I've got a magic staff of longing.
I set that one up for you.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
I've got the cojones to hit it out of the park.
Damn it.
I don't know. Anyways, I'm not tired of it though, and I that's why I said World of Warcraft. Just, I mean, they gave me an offer I could not refuse. What I am tired of, I'll tell you this: what I am tired of is I am tired of companies that make you pay for a monthly fee basically to play the game, and then still make you pay for the expansions. I'm talking to you, Blizzard.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Yeah,
that's fucked up because there are games out there that are free to play right now that give you everything free. I mean, if I'm going to pay you a damn $14.95 a month, I expect to use that for part of it for maintenance on the current system and part of it for new development. And I don't have to pay.
Yeah, I have to agree with Blaster on this one. I don't agree with him often. I know.
That's okay.
But I have to agree with him on this one.
Every once in a while, you're right.
Well, who is it that gives you free expansions? Because you damn sure know if it's from EA, it ain't free. How many? I got like over $300 worth of Sims expansions.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who gives you free expansions all the time. Valve.
Hey, on.
Valve.
For what?
What do you mean for what?
For what?
They give you all kinds of free. Like, Portal 2 got a free update recently. Left 4 Dead got a whole bunch of free stuff.
Well, see, then you have to, here's what makes that bad. You have to be on a certain console. You have to be on a PC. So if I'm on my Xbox, it's not free.
PC, you can be on Mac and Tosh.
My Left 4 Dead expansion was not free.
Why it wasn't free? Do you know why it wasn't free?
Because
Xbox Live is charging you for it.
Well, then Valve needs to tell Xbox Live, if you don't let us give it to them free, we're not making any more games for you.
Microsoft would say, okay, see you later.
I don't think he's saying
they
that.
Microsoft's like Honey Badger. They don't care.
Oh, no, not from what we've been
doing. Do not start that shit. Oh, my God.
He said, what? What happened? What?
It's such a horrible saying. I don't even...
Oh, I don't know what he said, Tom.
it's a meme. He doesn't like it.
I missed it. I don't know what she said.
No, just keep going. Just keep going. Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, as we were talking about, if Microsoft having some issues as of late monetarily, I think they need to be a little bit nicer to the devs. A lot of them are migrating over to PS3. So I think maybe... they need to tone it down. Be a little nicer. Give me some free shit, Microsoft.
I like free shit, yeah.
Free shit is nice, yeah.
What's mm-hmm. wrong with y'all?
I'm telling you, man, free boots, always nice.
You say free boobs, what? Free boots?
Boots, boots.
I thought you said boobs, too. I got excited. I was like, free boobies where?
Give it away for
boobs. You porn.
If they're free, I'll take them. I'll
Girl, I don't need you porn. All I got to do is look down and be like, oh, hey, look.
That's always nice.
You know, that's a good thing to say to guys when you're playing a game. And they go, talking about, look, it's two girls. I don't need to look at her. I got a mirror.
Exactly. Although I like looking at girls.
See, that's why you're in trouble now. That's right. That's why. That is exactly why.
What?
Exactly.
What? I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
Can't help it.
You know, and one thing I was going to say about the Xbox going to $99 and then them giving you a free Kinect and all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't understand why they're doing that. So I thought Kinect was supposed to energize Xbox owners. Is this like a sign that Kinect is really just not doing that hot, or...
And it's a sign that the Wii U is coming out and they want some of that money.
I don't think the Wii U is going to be that popular, though. I really don't.
Really?
No, because everybody, like, even the hardcore Wii fanboys were like, what? So you're giving us like a new peripheral we have to buy? Thanks a lot.
No, they don't have to buy the peripheral, actually.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard a lot of really negative comments from hardcore Wii fanboys.
Whoa!
What's on, GLaDOS? GLaDOS is humping your leg, honey.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Let me go, girl.
I think she's gone now.
But the thing we've heard a lot of this week is people complaining about how cheap the Wii U is.
Nope.
How much should it?
She's still there. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, she don't want to play with me today. Is it better?
Kinda. You can try it, but it's pretty bad.
Well, the price point for Wii U, $350.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard people complain.
Wait, $350?
That's
the bejesus?
Yeah, That's they're way outside of their target audience right there at that number. That is way too freaking high. Soccer moms are not going to dump that kind of money on a system for kids.
See, you're saying the reverse of what we heard. People were saying it's too cheap.
What?
Yes, Ginger.
Who are you talking to?
Did we not hear the guys from Gamer Focus that were saying, oh, that's kind of cheap and blah, blah, blah?
Who's Gamer Focus? Are they all kids from Harvard graduates? Like, is that
you know those guys. We've had a couple of them on. Am I right, Ginger? Did I get that? Was I understand them right?
I think so, but man, we were laughing so hard the other night.
But they were saying it's cheap, it could be higher or something about it, if they did more money, it's
the whole thing's supposed to be, what, $350, when we were tearing it down, pretty much what you're getting is a tethered, low-power DS, right?
I'd say more like an iPad, not a DS.
Okay, an iPad. And, you know, you're going to buy those for, what, $150 anyway, more or less?
Hopefully.
You could probably buy a used iPad from one of those, like, you know, from the internet or something for under $100, I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, we're not talking used. Brand new, out of the box. So what, $100?
For our iPad 1, probably, yes. The 3 or 2 at the time.
So then you've got your Wii, your regular Wii, and then you're buying an iPad on top of it, more or less. So it ends up coming out to be about the same price as if, you know, you're buying them separately.
I'm going to say this much. If it stays at $350 and the next Xbox is around the same price and the PlayStation is the same price, then yes, they have something to worry about. Because that was, I think, the whole argument is that what you were saying was the soccer mom's not going to buy it. If the other two consoles are way more expensive, yeah, soccer mom's going to buy the Wii. Because it's cheaper. Long short of it, Christmas comes, I got 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And I need to get one console. I'm going to go with the cheapest one because I also got to get him games. I got to get Timmy his new boots, his snow boots for Christmas.
Right, but you're saying $300-something for the new Wii 2.
That's only $100 more than it was how many years ago? In 2005? That's $100.
What I'm trying to say is they're going to say, hey, little Timmy, here's a board game instead. Enjoy it.
I think a lot of the parents that are going to have kids the age to play the Wii U now are going to remember growing up with the Nintendo. So I'm almost feeling like Nintendo might be banking on a name at this point, too, for the whole competition. I mean, sure, everybody plays Xbox, PS3, but you don't think about those for kids. Not really. With the Wii U, you're going to think about, oh, this is good, wholesome fun for the family. Oh, I remember, you know, sitting around playing Super Mario Brothers, this, that, the other. They're going to buy the Wii U over the Xbox.
You know who Wii U is actually competing with, the consoles that people don't know about if you don't have any kids, is those VTech. And there's another company that makes the same exact shit that the Wii does, right? They have the same Wiimote things, and they have their own little proprietary software. They don't deal with developers. They won't even talk to us because we've asked them, you know, for games because we wanted to do a kids section. They won't talk to anybody. They just make their shit, and that's it. And because these people are so... ironically, like Nintendo, they only want to deal with their developers, their shit. They don't even want to talk to the media. They don't want anybody reviewing their games. But Nintendo is already well known. That's who Nintendo is going after. The parents, when they go to Toys R Us and they can't find the VTech stuff, the next place they move to is the Wii. And I know the people that don't play the Wii still have not grasped the concept of, I keep hearing this over and over, it's a bunch of kiddie games. I don't want to play a kiddie console. You played it when you were a kid. Nintendo stays exactly the same demographic because you're always going to have kids. Always. There's always going to be a new crop of kids coming in. And you're going to grow up and you're going to be a parent. And you're going to buy Nintendo because even though you may not have wanted to play it while you were a young adult without kids, when you get kids, the first thing you do is go, hey, you know, I know a good safe game I used to play when I was little? Mario. I used to play with Kirby. These games are still
Duck Hunt
here.
was safe.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, they're going to buy the Wii when you say to them, you have to pick a console, which one will you pick? They'll pick a Wii. But at the $100 price jump, I don't think they're even going to buy a console. They're going to go get them a DS or going to do something else. They're not going to buy a console.
How much is a DS? $100.
I don't know how much a DS
is.
The regular DS, the plain old DS. The plain DS, not the 3DS,
the
DS.
The plain DS is $80.
Okay.
It's actually dropped in price. But you're thinking $100 price jump like the Wii just came out. Remember, the Wii came out in 2005.
I understand that, but this economy is a lot worse than it was in 2005.
Exactly.
And people...
Even then, PlayStation did a $300 price jump.
And everybody said it was an awful idea, and it turned out to be an awful idea.
Yes, but we're not talking about 300. One over the course of how much?
I know. Mm-hmm. But when you compound that with a bad economy the way it's been, I just don't think parents are going to like go out. It's going to be mass adoption. It's not going to be the mass adoption that the first. Don't look for the same numbers in the first week.
I don't know. And you know, you keep coming back to that the economy is not that great. But if you think about it, you look through history, every time the economy is down, people look for some way of saving money. Sure, they might spend a little bit more in the beginning, save money, stay home,
yep,
to entertain themselves and go out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a bargain, actually.
So
if it's
$100 at the movie to take me, my husband, my three kids, or I can buy this Wii. And you know, Nintendo's going to bundle it with three or four games. I'm going to get this $350 and bam, take it home and we're done. We can go play. I don't got to
know. We'll see.
Well, here's also the thing. This is all going to be announced at E3, and there's rumors that Microsoft is going to announce their new console and maybe PlayStation. We don't really know. So if they're saying if their consoles are not right at $300, Nintendo's already got them because theirs is already coming out Christmas. Microsoft is saying not till next year, so it's PlayStation. They've already got it's the same shit that happened in 2005.
Yeah.
We got a console out. They don't have one. Ours is $300, and they're telling you when theirs comes out, it's going to be $500, $600. Hey, what are you going to get? What are you going to do? Which one do you want?
We'll see.
We shall.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it almost
I'm still upset that the Wii U is only going to come with one of those.
Of those things. But I think it says it can only work with one. But you know them. They'll come out with a second round.
Yeah, it's only to support one. You can't even buy a second one. Yeah.
You know by January that'll have changed. Nintendo usually takes their shit and shrinks it down and repackages it, and then they give it to you again and say, oh, by the way, now the new Wii U comes with two things.
I hope so, because I think one is kind of a ripoff, and especially with families with multiple children, one is just not going to cut it.
I'm sure how to see what it can do. I'm not going to. I'm reserved.
3DS. That's all I got to say. 3DS. Early adoption was awful.
We know why that was.
It will be the same way with the new system.
We already know why that was, though. Remember, it was a victim of the same thing the PlayStation 3 was. Fucked up ass advertising. They did not show you everything the 3DS could do because they were banking on their name. This is the one time they shouldn't have. They should have actually said, look at all the shit this little powerful ass thing can do. But they didn't. Still, people don't know. They go in the store and they pick it up. I don't like the 3D, but did you check out the fact that you can go on the internet and it's got movies, your Netflix is loaded on it. Did you check out all the other shit that it could do? I think it said it has a phone app on it you can use as a cell phone. I mean, all the shit that it does, nobody knows because they kept banking on the 3D thing, no glasses. This is just one time, bad idea. I don't know who they hired for marketing. They should. Whoever had that the We Want to Play With You ads originally, they need to hire them back.
Laster.
Yes.
It's time to
music.
Go. Do it.
I'm listening, of course. She's hypnotic. She's completely hypnotic. That's the problem.
My entire ass.
I will. I would love to if you just let me.
It would take a while. I've seen it.
That's right.
That's all right. I got all the time in the world.
She's got a donk on her.
Delicious.
Donk.
That'd be my name.
Okay, I'm a donk specialist.
Anyway, I guess I should end the show. All right, guys. That means it's time to go, even though he's playing the acapella bullcrap that I didn't want to hear. But anyway, it's time to go.
At the end of the show. You know we told him we could.
I know. I still don't like it. You can tune in tomorrow to actually hear. And it looks like B-Cat is giving us a way to get some boots. Awesome. You can tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Tori for news, and you can also tune in on Tuesday to hear our next episode of Pixinista, which we are your pixel fashionistas. Favorite us if you like us, and favorite us if you don't, because that'll surely teach us a lesson, because we are some bad girls, and we need to be taught a lesson.
I think we can't wear those boots. Those need a heel on them. Find me someone to heel.
Oh, honey, yeah. It's got to have heels. Or platforms. I'll go with platforms. Anyway, say bye-bye, ladies.
Bye-bye, ladies.
Bye, gentlemen.
Bye-bye, ladies.
Little boys and girls. Mwah!
I know you are, but what am I?
Bitches.
Corey, end it. Corey.